Today's daf in the Sechet Makot brought to you with Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Tet Vav. You are holding on your Dalet Amud Beit at the penultimate line. Omar Rabba, the last two words. Boker Tov Meir. Remember that you know the story of Moshe Rabbeinu when he came down without Aaron. Everybody said, "What'd you do? You ate up Aaron? We'll kill you." They wanted to attack him until the Malachi Asharis showed the picture of Aaron. We want to know what you did with Gavi. The Omer Rabba Barachana Omer Yom. Kol lo ta'aseh shekodmo aseh lo kiyama. We have two different situations. One situation where we have a lav hamitak la'aseh, and that is where the lav is followed by an aseh. Let's say, lo tikach ha'em al abanim, shaleach kishalach ha'em. So lo tikach ha'em al abanim is followed, that lav is followed by mitzvat aseh. But we also have cases where the lav is preceded by an aseh, such as the mitzvah of shiluach tmeim min ha'machaneh, kol tamei la'nefesh, and so on. And then we have the iser of the lo yavoa mikdashi and so on. So that means that we have yeshachu et ha-machaneh first, and then we have the lo yitamut machaneh second. Now obviously these don't appear to be functioning in the same way, at least on the surface. Because the lav and itak say we understand you can only shaleach kishalach et ha-em the way the Torah is putting it, if you took the Eim al Abanim, send it away. Now, it's also true that you can avoid coming to a matzav in which you're going to be taking the Eim al Abanim by first sending it away. But the presentation in the Torah is as if the aseh is a tikkun for being over on the lota. I said, don't look at me, Gershi, you look at the road.
We still need to do tshuva on the...
Whatever. We're not talking about tshuva right now. We're talking about the avera on the lot. Chiv on the lot. So the question here is, what is the status of a lois as a shekadmo aseh? So Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as saying that in such a case, you would be loking on the lav, because the lav is not associated with the aseh. Amrulo, so they said to Rabbi Yochanan, and they quoted to him what Rabbi Bar Bachana had said in his name. Amr, did you really say that? Amarlo, what, me? No, actually not. Oh, my rabbi, like Kelly didn't say it. I swear to God he said it. Elohim, of course he said it. Not only did he say it, he should never have changed his mind. What's he trying to cover up? It wasn't a mistake. Because Ktiva v'tanina, if you take a look at the Pasuk, and you take a look at the Mishnah about this Pasuk, it's clear that he was entirely justified in saying precisely that. If the aseh comes before the lav, then it's a normal lav. I'll prove it to you. Take a look at the case. V'yishalchu min ha-machaneh. It says over here, anybody who's tamei, kol tzarua, kol zov, kol tamei la-nefesh, get rid of all of them. So that's followed by the v'lo yitamu et machanehem. And do not make the machaneh tamei. You just saved Meir's life, Gabby. Everybody was coming with pitchforks, believing that he had eaten you. This is mamish the equivalent of the Malachi Asharis being Megala. So, it says over there that you have a Teferish Pasuk and read the Mishnah that refers back to this Pasuk with Tanina. The Mishnah says very clearly, Habal Migdash Tamei, right here in Malchus. You're Chai in Malchus for coming into the Beis HaMikdash Tamei. Now, if you're going to tell me that if an Aseh that occurs before a lav is the equivalent of an aseh that comes after the lav, then how could we list in the second makot habal migdash tamei if you always have the option of leaving the migdash after you went in? And then you'll be mekayim the aseh of shiluach ben ha-machaneh, right? So it's obvious that since the aseh came first, v'yishalchu ben ha-machaneh, the iser of a lo yitamu et machanehem is in fact a normal lav like any other lav, and therefore you will be chayav malchus. Rabbi Yochanan was entirely justified, and I don't know why he's pulling back now. So why indeed, says the Gemara, lamai time akahadai? Why was Rabbi Yochanan trying to cover up over here and claim, I never said that? Who would say a thing like that? Well, the reason that he changed his mind is because the assumption was shattered once he recognized the case of Ones. Because the Kashrei Ones, look, it says like this, the Tanya. Ones Shigiresh. Now remember, the posik by an Ones is Velo Tiyele Isha. He has to marry the woman that he raped. Lo Yuchal Shalcha Koyamav. And he cannot divorce her, ever. New. So that's a classic case of the mitzvah asay comes first, loti alisha, exactly as in this case of shiluach min hamachaneh, get all of them, vishachu min hamachaneh, the esek comes first. The lota asay, lo yuchal shalcha comes next, exactly as over here, v'lo yitamu et machaneh comes next. And I was claiming that if v'lo yitamu et machaneh comes after the asay, it's a typical lav, and you get malchus. Which, of course, as Rava points out, is absolutely the case, because it's listed here in the Gemara, in the Mishnah Makas. And yet, if I take a look at Ones, over there, I see exactly the opposite, because there's also a braita about an Ones, that if an Ones is, in fact, Megaresh's wife, and he's a Yisrael and not a Kohen, so he doesn't have a problem in marrying a Grusha, so if Yisrael, he can be Machzir, he could just remarry her, and then Enolo can. He's not going to get Malkus. And if he's a Kohen, he can only get Malkus, and he cannot be Machzir. But this is a contradiction to what I said, because here it says, In Yisrael Machzir, Enolo can Amai. How's it going to help him? Saying that at this point he can take her back, that's not going to change anything. If you're already over on the lav, so what good is it? I was claiming that only where the assay comes after the love, and therefore its presentation is as a solution to the fact that you were over the love. Only there do we say, a love and itak la assay, ain't looking a love. But in the opposite case, where the assay is simply an introduction, take her for a wife, and then you said you're never allowed to divorce her, you're never allowed to divorce her, you divorce her, you divorce her, you divorce her. What good will it do to marry her again? You're already over the love. So obviously this contradicts my entire premise. Therefore, when they turned around and they told me, did you say that? I said, nope, oh, absolutely not. All right, I mean, but Lemaisa, we're certainly faced over here with a problem. I mean, which way does it go? So, am I Lota Sisha Kadma Say of the Lil King? So, what's the answer? Omar Ula, there we go. Full face, look at that. Omar Ula, I'll tell you why. Because, Lo Yeamer Loti Eli Isha Ba'ones. The point over here is that what appears to be a lota sesha kod moase is actually a lava nitekla ase. What? Yes. Watch me do this. I pull an essay out of my hat. Because I ask you like this. What do I need the lotiele isha prior to the lav in this case? Now, I know, obviously, I need it in this case, because I'm not married to her. I mean, if I'm married to her, I wouldn't have to rape her, unless by modern standards. But the question over here would be, what about a motzi shemra? A motzi shemra is already married to the wife that he spoke his motzi shemra about, right? So when it comes to motzi shemra, we do not need to tell him, go and get married to her. And yet, it says exactly the same thing over there. It says, if she's already married to him. So therefore I say to you like this. I mean, we're already getting suspicious here, right? The logistics of recognizing the entire perspective of what's happening are different than first. It's like playing a chess game. You get a sense of where you're going. You know, then you have to work out this move, that move, and so on, respond to your opponent's move, but you understand what you're looking at. If the Torah is telling me, Veloti Eli Isha, when you're already married to her, doesn't that say something to you about the nature of that Veloti Eli Isha? Because, I mean, when it's followed with Lo Yuchal Shalcha Ko Yamav, the only sense in the Veloti Eli Isha in that case would be that the Veloti Eli Isha means in the event that you were Meshaleach Ota, you have to recreate the situation which is currently already extant, which is the Veloti Eli Isha. The moment you see that by Motzi Shemra, you understand that you've got to look at the Veloti Eli Isha differently. Okay.
Why can't you just mean just don't
Now, you have no patience. Instead of allowing a picture to be built up and enjoying the way in which it's built up, it's like a Polaroid shot. Are you too young to have ever seen a Polaroid shot?
There's still a guy who traveled it in the...
Okay, you could still, yeah, exactly, you know, for the people, those retro people. Fine, so a Polaroid shot, it gives you a sense of what you're looking at. Gradually, it becomes more and more complete. The colors start coming in. The boundaries are well-defined, as Barry would put it. And everything, suddenly begins to make sense, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's allow the Gemara to do its little bit of magic thing, okay? View the Gemara as a Polaroid shot. Really, that's always the best way to do things. And over the course of time, the entire enterprise of science is a Polaroid shot. And it's quite remarkable to watch. Problem is, you have to live for many centuries to see it really fully develop. But you can watch it developing even over the course of a mere 120 years, too. So, have patience. Okay. So the moment that you see that picture, you understand where we're going. Now the question is, how do we create the moves that allow us to get there? I mean, because that's talking about Motzi Shemra, we're talking about Ones, how do we translate the prior essay into a post-essay of Motzi Shemra? It's a little bit complicated. Okay, so let's take the moves now, because they're really very, very cute, the way that Ulo works it out. But you got to admit, it's ingenious to have noted that from Motzi Shemra right off the bat, that this can't be the same as the Shiloh Menachem Achman. It's just wonderful. Okay, so Ulla says like this. Look, essentially, you don't need Lo Tiyeh Le'isha at all by the Ones, right? Because the Lo Tiyeh Le'isha with the Motzi Shemra ought to actually tell you right off the bat that you're for sure going to have to keep her as a wife in the case of an Ones. Because look, a Motzi Shemra over there, he didn't even do anything. All he did was talk about her. And nonetheless, the Torah says Lo Tiyeh Le'isha. So, an Ones who actually rapes her, for sure he's going to have to take care of her, right? So, local, okay? So, why then do we say at all Lo Tiyeh Le'isha by Ones? Ah. Therefore, the Lo Tiyeh Le'isha by Ones is actually the Lo Tiyeh Le'isha that was said by Motzi Shemra. Now, move the Lo Tiyeh Le'isha that's said by Ones, which is extra, and say, what's that coming to say? That's coming to tell you that in the event that you did divorce her, Lo Tiyeh Le'isha. This is my first try, okay? We're going to have to work it out a little bit better than that, because we come back with a response to that. So, Imenu Inin Lefanav Tzileu Inyan La'acharav Im Giresh Yavzir. No. You're going to have to do better than that. Because, look, you can't learn out an onus from Motzi Shemra. I'll tell you why. Because Motzi Shemra has a unique status of being very chomor. And as we know from the Gemara in Erechin, the Torah is more makra sometimes than Mishaloa sa maaseh, but spoke about something, than actually doing the maaseh. And I can prove that to you. Because remember that Motzi Shemra is unique in that Mikala Mifrak, Mala Motzi Shemra, Shekin Lokeo Mishalem, remember? The Torah says both the Yisroto and the Anchoto Meakeser. Normally we have a Kedei Rishato, and you can't be Machayev a person for two things. Over here, all of a sudden, we're being Machayev a guy two things, Momen and Malkus. So this is a violation of our normal assumptions, and therefore you certainly cannot learn it out to an Ones where we don't have such a situation at all. All right, let me try again. Okay, fine, says Ulo, but I know where I'm going, so let me try again. Okay. Lo Yamer Lo Tiyeh Le'isha B'Motzi Shemra. I'll go directly to Motzi Shemra, okay, miss? And I'll say like, obviously, I mean, Lo Tiyeh Le'isha B'Motzi Shemra doesn't make any sense. He's already married to her. So you're telling me, like, maybe got rid of her before. And okay, fine. So learn it out from Ones. If an Ones, where you're not Lokum Mishalim or Markman or Lo Tiyeh Le'isha, so Motzi Shemra, for sure Lo Tiyeh Le'isha. So why does it say Lo Tiyeh Le'isha? Obviously, we don't really need it for the Motzi Shemra who's already married to her, right? So we don't need it for the Motzi Shemra. Okay, so let's move it over to the Ones. Now, you're not going to repeat it as a before on the Ones of Lo Tiyeh Le'isha, so therefore it must be on the after of the Ones of Lo Tiyeh Le'isha. Does that work? Getting closer. So therefore I would say, let's see that inside. Ma Ones she'en alokum mishalem om rachman of Lo Tiyeh Le'isha, I'll use your logic against you. If an Ones, which is less, because it's not lokum mishalem, nonetheless you have to be Lo Tiyeh Le'isha, Motzi Shemra for sure has to be Lo Tiyeh Le'isha. So why does he even mention Lo Tiyeh Le'isha? Obviously, not to tell me anything about Motzi Shemra. He made any Motzi Shemra to name any Ones, but I don't need it by the Ones because it already says it. He made any Lefanav to name any Acharav. No, doesn't work. No, doesn't work either, because you can't learn Motzi Shemra from Ones either, Because you could also say that the onesh is more chamor, as you yourself thought before. Okay, third try. I know this has got to work, so here's my third try. All right, I say like this. Forget about learning anything from anything else. The guy's already married to her, so what do you have to tell me he should be married to her? Of course he should be married to her. All you need to say is don't divorce her. So why are you telling me that he should be married to her? Now, it can't be there in order to tell me something about Motzi Shemra. So therefore, it's got to be telling me something about Onis. But I already know Onis. It must be that this is telling me, apply an additional Loti Elisha to Onis in the same way that Loti Elisha meant by Motzi Shemra. If Motzi Shemra, the Loti Elisha, couldn't mean before the law, because he already is the Isha, so it's got to mean the same thing for an Onis. Does that work? I mean, not really, because, I mean, maybe the Loti Elisha by the Motzi Shemra is coming to tell me that the Motzi Shemra has a law of Nita Glase, and we should move it from the before the lav to the after the lav, but how do I know that I can do that for the onus? I mean, you're definitely headed in the right direction, but I don't exactly see how it is you're going to be able, Ula's going nuts here, to try to figure out how to move the Loti Elisha out of the Motzi Shemra, to stick it onto the onus, and therefore to have it on the afterwards, because you can't really prove from the fact that the Loti Elisha by the Motzi Shemra means subsequently, you know. So, by an onus, he can't prove it. So he's really knocking himself out to do this. And it's not working out too well for him. Because, as the Gemara, well, I mean, ve'ema, why not just say, im'enyo inyan lefanav, I love having Kobe here, im'enyo inyan lefanav of the Motzi Shemra, to name it in the acharav of the Motzi Shemra. I mean, how do you know to move it out of the Motzi Shemra to the onus? I mean, that's where everything breaks down, is in that moving of that clearly unnecessary Loti Elisha from where it is. But the question is, where do you move it to? How do you know you have a right to move it to Onis? Take it from the Motzi Shemra as a lav that follows an Aseh, and say, well, obviously it could only mean a lav that has an Aseh after it. In the event that I did divorce the wife that I was already married to and is Motzi Shemra about, so then I have a mitzvah Loti Elisha. But can you absolutely prove that Loti Elisha means the same thing when it comes to an onis that it means by a Motzi Shemra? No. Because I already showed you that you can't learn out onis from Motzi Shemra.
Because
they have chumras in both directions. So no, you still haven't done it. Okay, fine. No, I can do it. I can do it. Enochinami, you're right. Okay, my first step is I'll take the Loti Elisha Motzi Shemra, and I'll stick it after the Lava Motzi Shemra, and then I'll learn out onis from Motzi Shemra. Boy, he's getting pretty desperate. Enochinami, and then I'll learn onis for Gomer Mine. Ula. B'mai Gomer Mine. Explain to me how you're going to learn out. I mean, if you're going to try to learn the Kal V'Chomer, we already showed you it doesn't work. I mean, don't keep trying. You're barking up a dead alley over here, blind alley over here. If it's a mamatzino, we can also ask the same thing that we asked on the Kal V'Chomer. I mean, it's obviously not the same, okay? Because we could say, Mala Motzi Shemra Shekein Lo Asa Ma'aseh. Either way. So, your approach isn't working. Shoo. You know that horrible feeling when you're convinced that the solution has got to lie here? No matter what you try, it just doesn't work. So Ula walked out, very long-faced. But Rava says, but I have a beautiful idea. I have a beautiful idea. If the Torah would have said, lo yuchal l'shalcha, okay, what would that mean? You can never divorce her, right? Ever, ever, ever divorce her. I mean, the time doesn't say, lo yuchal l'shalcha for 30 days. Lo yuchal l'shalcha for 30 years. No. So why does it have to say, lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav? What's the point of saying kol yamav? Kol yamav makes absolutely no sense. Lo yuchal l'shalcha. Therefore, I say, kol yamav is restating that even if you did go ahead and you actually did divorce her, you cannot divorce her in a way that is permanent to be kol yamav, because you're going to have to marry her back. Aha! So that means the very statement of how the lav is mentioned by the ones is informing you that when I tell you Loti Elisha, I mean that reflects upon how you're going to have to act in the event that you divorce her. You cannot divorce her in a way that will get you out of Loti Elisha. So by definition, the Loti Elisha now follows the law also.
She gets
and therefore it's a law on Itik Lase.
If she gets married in...
Did I make a sharp remark yet? Or if I told you, no, you're like, ain't no mother for a long shack, only a bit more. Oh,
may.
She gets married in the interim, then it would be a massive group that's up.
Okay, fine.
So that would...
We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Ela Amar Rava, Ko Yamav Be'amod Vachzer. That means, Ko Yamav. He always has to take her back. V'chein ki ato Ravin Amrim Yochanan, Ko Yamav Be'amod Vachzer. Okay, and I mean, Ula shouldn't be that disappointed. I mean, because basically what Rava is showing is that there's a fundamental consistency of the way the Torah uses these words, Veloti Eli Isha. In other words, we understand as soon as we heard Ula's brilliant insight that somehow or other we're going to have to justify the Loti Eli Isha by Ones as being similar to the Loti Eli Isha Mamotzi Shem. It's just too much of a coincidence. So it's true that technically speaking, we weren't able to do it by ways of a kavachomer or by ways of a transference of an extra word or learning it out of a mamatzino. But Rava finds the solution essentially for what Ula knew all along. There's actually a remez in Ones itself that the Loti Eli Isha has to be read the way it's read by Motzi Shemra, you see. So basically the whole sugya is really simply digging into the interrelationship between those two elements of Ones and Motzi Shemra. Omelet Rav Popola Rava, isn't there another problem here? I mean, we've been saying all along that the fact that the Torah puts Lo Tachzom Shor B'Disho right next to Vaya in Binakot HaRasha means that it wants us to use Lo Tachzom Shor B'Disho as a model. And it's the model for all lavin that you chayav in Binakot HaRashem for, all lavin that you chayav Malkus for. I mean, so isn't that a primary concern, that a lav has to be similar to Lo Tachzom Shor B'Disho? Do you note any assay in Lo Tachzom Shor B'Disho at all? Before, after? I don't know. I don't see any. Lo Tachzom Shor B'Disho is a lav that exists entirely on its own, unencumbered by other considerations. So why don't we just say that if it's lo dome lave lo lave chasima, if it's not going to be similar to lave chasima anyway, so then how in the world could you be mechayev? Right? Because that is a fundamental requirement to give malchus at all. On my leg, the reason is because you're saying something nonsensical. To be doime to lav de chasima doesn't mean that it can't be worse than a lav de chasima. If I'm going to add and not say, you're going to tell me it's worse? Because I'm telling you, I want you to do this, and you damn well better not do anything against it. So that makes it worse that I added, I want you to do this? And therefore I shouldn't get malchus. If anything, it should make it worse, no? So, you're telling me, because the Torah writes an additional essay, so now it's less, Migra Gora. So now you don't get Malkus. So now for sure you should get Malkus. What? I mean, you're going to say that, you say the same thing if it's a Lavani Takla essay. So then tell me, oh, so now if there's an additional essay afterwards, Shalayat to Shalakata Aim, so now you're going to tell me it's worse, and I don't get Malkus for being Shalayat. Oh, come on, says Rava. There's no comparison. You could say the same thing. Let's see it inside first. You could say what you just told me. That is offering you an alternative. That's telling me that lo tikacha em al abanim. And what if you do? Shalayat the shalakata aim. So it's offering you an alternative to Malkus. That's not to be capricious saying, because technically speaking, if it has an assay before, so because of that, the assay before says that you're not going to be Malkus, you're not going to get Malkus on the lav that you do afterwards. Somehow or other, the assay before makes it less of a lav. Why would it make it less of a lav? Because of lav the chasima. But are we stuck on formalities over here? That's true, but if the essay comes afterward, then of course it makes sense, not because it's not similar to Lav Dechasima, but because by the placement the Torah is making it clear that it wants me to be able to get out of Malkus by doing the mitzvah. Okay? So therefore I'm saying that there's a tremendous nafkamina between these cases. So Enochinani, the idea of the initial idea of Vishachumena Machaneh Veloyetamut Machaneim that Rabbah said is a perfectly good raya that indeed look in Allah, and it's worse because you have the Aseza better. And the only reason that Ones, which so scared Rabbi Yochanan, oh my God, what am I going to do about Ones? It's clearly against my thesis. That's not true. It's not against your thesis, because once Rava came along and explained that Koyamot Bamot Vahzer, he's showing you that Loti Elisha is, for all intents and purposes, a Lavani Taklase, and should not be viewed as a Lav Shekadmo Ase, even though it's placed that way in order of the pasuk.
Is it possible that the pasuk did it that way in order to teach you that nekuda? In other words, that even though
don't know yet. Wait, the Polaroid is still developing, and he's already talking. You know, there's an interesting psychological experiment with Polaroid shots. It's a very famous experiment. They didn't really use Polaroid shots, but it was the same idea. They put a fuzzy image on a screen. And the image was gradually brought into more and more fine resolution. They asked people what they think they see. The people who saw something at an early stage continued to misidentify what they thought until it was almost completely undeniably something else. Whereas the people who said, I don't know, can't make it out, they were able to pick out what it actually was way before the people who already had an opinion on the matter. So I would suggest that in order to keep your mind open as to what's going on in the world, stop having early opinions.
It's only if you take them seriously, no?
Taking an opinion seriously is unavoidable. Believe me, deciding whether you're looking at a fire hydrant or a barber pole, you're not really taking very seriously.
Don't focus too much.
Even on this, he's going to fight. Even on this, no, maybe we can find a way out.
It's the perfect discussion for after midnight. We love hearing these discussions in the middle of the night.
Ooh, you should.
Guest.
You should. It's something that should keep you up and exciting and running for another cup of coffee.
But how come the Rebbe is arguing with him? How come you're arguing with him?
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying what it is. He's the only one who's arguing. Obviously. Now, here we get into something that is a complexity that has to do with a din all over Shas. And that is, how do we understand the nature of a lavani taklase? There's two ways of understanding it. One way of understanding it is, let's first say it the way most people understand it, but they don't really understand it. There's two ways of understanding it. As long as it's possible for you to be mekayim the aseh, you were still not going to be given malchus, because maybe at some point you'll be mekayim the aseh. The only time you would be given malchus is where you made it impossible to be mekayim the aseh. So let's say you had that bird that you took, and now you're still, but you can still be shaleach to shalach at ha'em. You're going to have a hard time being shaleach to shalach at ha'em after you turned it into chicken soup, right? So that's not going to work. Right. So at that point, when you shechted the mother, obviously you can no longer be mekayim shaleach to shalach at ha'em. At that point, you're chayav malchus. That's called bitlo velo bitlo. The malchus is dependent in your absolute bitl of the ability to be mekayim the aseh. The other approach is, you are chayav malchus as long as you are not kimo. So you have an opportunity to be mekayim it. Obviously, it can't be an opportunity that's yours forever, then you'll never be over on the lot. So we take some point. What would be that point? Rashi understands that point to be, you're brought into Beis Din. Beis Din says, okay, go be mekayim this. And you say, no. At that point, you're chayav malchus. Tosus words, you have all of Toshkidei Dibor to be Mekayim. If you're not Mekayim in Toshkidei Dibor, then basically you weren't Mekayim and you weren't Metake. Okay, that's the simple reading. Let's look at the deeper implications of the reading. If you're learning Bitlo, Velo Bitlo, what it means is that the Lav does not conclude until such a point that it's no longer possible to do anything about it. If we learn kimo velo kimo, what it means is the lav is concluded when you did the iser. The only thing is that the Torah offers you an option of not getting malchus by being mekayim the aseh, as a tikkun in place of malchus. But the moment that you did the lav, You were over on the lot, and you were chayav on Malkus. Malkus with an option. So that's the question. Does it define the lot, or does it define the Malkus? If it's the bitlo velo bitlo, it doesn't define the lot. It gives you a new din of Malkus with an option. If you're telling me that it's bitlo velo bitlo, then it defines the actual nature of the lot itself. You understand? That's the deeper meaning of the Malkus, the bitlo velo bitlo, or kima velo kima. Now, so get the childish notions that people have about this out of your head. Because in this sugya, which is fundamental to understanding, the machlokas of kima velo kima, bitlo velo bitlo, all over Shas, we'll see that there's no other way to fully understand it unless we have that deeper insight into it. So therefore, asks the Gemara, hei nicha l'man yomer bitlo velo bitlo. It makes a lot of sense. According to what you just said, Rava understands, you have to take her back as a wife. So according to him, he says that turned it into a lav amita lase. And what happened over here is that ko yamav is simply widening the envelope for the time that you have to be able to do what you're supposed to do. Your whole life, right? Ko yamav, you have this opportunity. So then when it says, magzir ve'eno lokeh, and what is Magzir Ve'Eino Lokeh? Magzir Ve'Eino Lokeh means you're never going to get Malkus as long as this is still possible. Right? Because that's what you're saying. This is not a lav where there's Malkus, because you're always able to say, I'm going to remarry or I'm going to remarry. Right? That made it a lav. Shenitak La'asei. So Bezek can't give you Malkus. But that's only if you hold that Bezdin's telling you, listen here, buddy, you did it, sir, bend down and get it. No, no, I'll take her back, I'll take her back. But if you're going to say that, so then you can't tell me that there's never Malkus. Of course there's Malkus. What if he says, that little, never. So then he will get Malkus. So it's the only way that it works is if you hold bitlo velo bitlo. Right? So he's saying, what do you guys want out of me? Is she still alive? The little, is she still alive? Well, I mean, you never know. I'll probably take her back tomorrow or next month or, you know, whenever. And then, well, I wasn't over the lot yet. Was I over the lot? Where was I over the lot? Show me. So we can't beat you up, right? So if you hold Kimu, bitlo velo bitlo, that makes sense. The mission, what Rabbi Yochanan is, what we're saying over here is that in such a case, we cannot give you Malkus. It's true. We can't give you Malkus. Unless you shoot her. Well, you don't have to actually shoot her. You can make a netter of us. Rabbi, Mr. Gemara says later that you're never going to take her back. You know, or she's also ba'ana to you, rather. You can't, obviously can't make a netter against the mitzvah. But you can make her asura ba'ana in a way that you'll never be able to be met. Matu, fine. So therefore, it works out very well. But if there is a certain point at which we can tell you, okay, you ready to get Malkus or you ready to take her back? So what do you mean you don't get Malkus? You get Malkus. You get Malkus with an option, that's all. But certainly at Malkus. Now why are we saying that there would be no Malkus? So what are you going to do? True, says the Gemara, but so what? Who are we trying to answer over here, please remember? Ko yamav be'amod be'azer, to turn it into a lav anitek la'asei, and to say that in this particular case, it lo ta'aseh shekodmo la'asei, that your lokin olav doesn't apply. It was all to answer Reb Yochanan and explain why ones is not a contradiction to shiluach tveim bin amigdash v'lo yitamu et machaneim. Well, I got news for you. Reb Yochanan happens to be the man di amar who holds a bitlo velo bitlo, so everything works out perfectly well. There's no problem at all. Because it's all the Rabbi Yochanan. Midiyu time el Rabbi Yochanan, amalei Rabbi Yochanan latana. You remember the story when the Tana was saying over something in the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, look, you better work that out properly. Read that braita as bitlo chayev, lo bitlo potter. And that means that he himself is of the opinion that the entire halakha is dependent on bitlo velo bitlo. The Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yochanan. Here was the story. There was this Tana that was saying over Braitot in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said it like this. Ko mitzvat lo taseh, sheyesh ba kumaseh. Now watch this guy speak and not know what he's talking about. Kiyem Aseh Shabbat Patur. If you go ahead and you're Mekayim the Aseh, so then at the moment that you're Mekayim the Aseh, you're Patur Mamalkas. But Bitel Aseh Shabbat, what? You can't contrast Bitel Aseh Shabbat with the Kiyem Aseh Shabbat. If you're telling me Kiyem, then you'd have to say, but lo Kiyem? Meaning you bring him into Besdin and he refuses to be Mekayim, and at that point he would get Malkas. But no. Instead, he changes over here. He turns the Braita into a study of apples and oranges. He starts talking about it being dependent on whether you're Mekayim or not. And then he says, well, actually, only if you were actually Mevatalin, then you would be Chayim Malkas. Amalei, will you listen to what you're saying? What you're saying is nonsense. Maika Amit. Kiyem is Potter. So then lo kiyem is Chayim. Now you're saying Bitel is Chayim, but lo Bitel is Potter. Now it's an absolute contradiction. You're talking nonsense. I'll tell you how to say your braita properly. Now, obviously there's two ways you could say this braita properly. You could say kiyem or lo kiyem, right? Or you could say lo bitel and bitel. But the one that Rabbi Yochanan says to him, the correct way to read your braita, to me, is bitel aseh shabar your chayev. Lo bitel aseh shabar your potter. That's what you should have said. Okay, now if Rabbi Yochanan chose that option out of the multiple options that we have here, so there you go. It's clear that Rabbi Yochanan personally holds that it's a din in bitlo velo bitlo. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, no, the correct way was kimo velo kimo. Now, it turns out, and here we enter again into another fundamental sugya in Shas, which the Gemara here is interrelating to the issue of how to understand the lavanit glase. And that's the question of hatra'at safek. You'll note that we run into a very profound problem if there's no particular point at which you are over the law. If a law is not something that you are over at the time that you did it, so that it's wide open-ended until all possibility of ever being Mekayimit is gone, let's say you shech the bird, explain to me, when did you tell the person the following words? Don't do that. If you do that, you're going to be Chayav Malkus. When did you tell him that? When he's taking the bird, he'll say, really? I'll be Chayav Malkus? Maybe you'll be Chayav Malkus. I mean, if you shech at the bird, you'll be Chayav Malkus. What makes you think I'm going to shech the bird? 5 minutes later, I'm about to shech the bird. The guy, don't shech that bird. If you shech the bird, you're Chayav Malkus. You didn't tell me when I was over on the Yisr that I was Chayav Malkus. You said, maybe I'm Chayav Malkus. That's called Hatra'at Safek. On the other hand, if I understand the very fact, you see, the Gemara makes the two sugyas interdependent, forces us to recognize that the difference between kimo velo, bitlo velo, bitlo, is a difference in the essence of when am I over the lot. Bitlo velo, bitlo means that at the moment that I take the bird, the guy says, don't do that. You're going to be Chayav Malkus. No, I'm not. Maybe I'll send the bird away. That has nothing to do with it. You're Chayav Malkus on this lot. Malkus with an option. That's not my business. You take the option. You don't take the option. That's your business. As far as I'm concerned, you were over in a lot that you're Chayav Malkus. But that's only true. Now you're Chayav Malkus. That's only true if you're bitlo velo bitlo. Which means that we're inextricably linking two sugyas that don't seem to have anything to do with each other. The sugya of a hatra'at safek shma hatra'a, or hatra'at safek lav shma hatra'a. So once you get into this machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in terms of bitlo velo bitlo, kimo velo kimo, we're going to have to see that as an extension of the machlokas of hatra'at safek. Brilliant, huh? So wonderful. Can you imagine bringing up little kids on this logic? You know? You take these dumb, idiot Americans, you throw them into graduate school, they haven't learned how to think the simplest things. It's amazing what a difference. No wonder the Koreans want everybody to learn Gemara. That's the only way to success in life. Even just from a purely mechanistic way of thinking, it's the only way to success. So, it's actually, you know that, it's required study in Korean schools. It's Talmud.
Talmud?
Talmud. You have to learn Talmud.
North Korea or South
Korea.
Yeah,
the Gomorrah. There's other countries that adopted it also. But in Korea, in South Korea, it's required for your high school graduation.
What kind of Gomorrah? Some kind of Gomorrah.
Gemara, whatever they translate. I don't know, the Masechtas they translated into Korean. <It's amazing. laughs> Believe me, if you go through Malkus,
you're not serious.
I'm very serious. Look it up on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
they say
that
it's in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Fine.
Well, that's
a amazing. All right. So, let's take a look at it now. Therefore, says the Gemara, this machlokes is, in fact, the shita of Reb Shimon ben Lakish and Reb Yochanan about the other sukkah, v'hatra'at safek. B'maika miflegeh, v'hatra'at safek miflegeh. Mar sava hatra'at safek shma hatra'at. Umar safek, mar sava hatra'at safek lo shma hatra'at. And we know that they argue about this from elsewhere. V'ozdu l'tamayu. De'itman, we have a case where somebody says, I make a shvua that I am going to eat up this piece of bread today. The day passes and he did not eat up that piece of bread. And he was over on his shvua. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both agree that you don't get malchus. But what they disagree about is why you don't get malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus because you didn't do anything. In order to do malchus, you have to do an act. And over here you didn't do an act, you just sat back and you let the day expire. So therefore, it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. V'chol lav she'en bo ma'aseh. And looking alav. Reish Lakish says, that's not the reason. There's a much deeper reason. The deeper reason is, there'd be no way to give malchus because there's no way to give hatra'ah. Because he always has the option of eating it. So therefore, en olok ha'mishum da'avi hatra'at safek. V'chol hatra'at safek. Lav shma hatra'ah. Translate that back into our sugya. So Rabbi Yochanan, who obviously didn't feel that hatra'at safek is a problem here. The reason he says that hatra'at safek is not the problem, the only problem is the lav she'en bo ma'aseh, is because of the fact that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who says over here exactly the same halacha. So the lav she'en bo ma'aseh, fine. Rabbi Shlakish holds lokin alav, he holds ein lokin alav. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if we have over here the din of hatra'at vadai, the only way that we do it, there's one additional little kunst that we have to throw in, which is, which is the question of, why can't we give the guy the hatra'at at the moment that he's doing the thing that is going to be the bittul, right, of what he's doing? That's still a question. So, I mean, Rashi interrelates these two sugyas again, because at the moment, l'chora, at the moment that you're doing it, at the moment that you shek the bird, you don't run into the same thing that you do over here. And over here, the day expires. There is no way to do the equivalent of bittul, right? Why can't you give him Ha'atzeras Vadai? Why can't you say, don't do that act of shechting a bird, and then you have a hatra'ah, and everything would be fine. How are we interrelating the two sugyas? Because, says Rashi, you have to have the hatra'ah at the moment that you did it, and it wouldn't matter. Even if afterwards the lav is completed, you would not be chayav when the lav is completed. So according to this, if the gemar of the lav is dependent on the bittul of the asay, then there would be no way for us to ever give you malchus. Therefore, says Reish Lakish, the must be hatra'at safek is lav shma hatra'ah, and the only way in which I can possibly do it is by saying bittul velo bittul, because that's always going to be bittul velo bittul will be hatra'at vadai. That's the only possible way of giving him malchus. And therefore, over here, once you throw in that additional point, you understand the interrelationship. According to Reish Lakish, if you're telling me hatra'at safek lav shma hatra'at, there'd be no way for me to give you hatra'at in the event of bittul velo bittul. Right? Because it means that when you did the act, there was no lav yet. I redefine the lav by saying the lav is open-ended until the end. But at the end, I can't give you hatra'at again. And at the time that I gave you that hatra'ah, I can't really tell you that you're being over the line at this moment.
Until the total bittul.
But at that point, it's already past the time at which I can give the hatra'ah, because right now you're not doing the action. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who clearly doesn't think it's a problem of hatra'at safek, you tell the guy, do not do that, because if you are mevatel, the aseh in the end, and you shek the bird, you'll be chayav malchus. I mean, I'll say, well, why should I think I'm going to be shekling the bird? What makes you think that? Am I going to be chayav malchus on this? You might be. That's hasra safek, right? So you see that Rabbi Yochanan holds hasra safek. Okay, that hasra safek. I don't know. That's not.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't work. Safek, it doesn't have any function. We'll see.
We're going to get into the details of the hatra'at safek, what it is that they're arguing in. This is just a brief introduction into the sugya of hatra'at safek, right?
So basically, you don't know when to give him hatra'at.
You cannot. There's never a moment that you can give him hatra'ah. Let's say even in this. The act that you're about to do. You're about to light that match. You're going to be over on Chilul Shabbos. That's hatra'ah tzvadai. If you light that match, you will be chayav mis. But over here, we're going to say, if you take that bird, you will get malchus. No, you won't.
I haven't taken the bird yet.
Not because I haven't taken the bird. I haven't killed the bird.
Right.
No, taking the bird, I'll take the bird.
So why has the guy got a warning? He thinks he's going to do something. He reads his mind.
Exactly. That's the problem. That's why hatra'at safek is not called hatra'ah. I can't read your mind. I don't know the future. So I cannot tell you 100% that that's going to happen. So if I'm going to tell you bitul v'lo bitul, I cannot at the same time hold that hatra'at safek wafts for hatra'ah. Because then when will I ever give you the hatra'ah? Then even if you were about to it, you won't get malchus, because I never warned you. So what are you going to say? Warn me now. I'm about to shecht it. It's too late. You should have told me that before. Well, I tried to. Well, but before wasn't clear, was it? So there's nothing you can do to me. Unless you hold that hatra'at safek. It's fine. Naftali, you look confused.
Somebody else kills the bird.
I'm trying to understand.
If somebody else kills for sure, then it's not your act. What are you trying to understand?
Akiva's question.
Akiva? I didn't hear Akiva. Where's Akiva?
He wrote something.
Oh, he wrote it. I didn't see it.
Rebbe, the ships at sea are writing in. Rebbe's not seeing the notes. Ongoing. It's a way of commenting. It's not working.
Yes, it's not. Thank God. Now I am open to the commenting. Please. Now that the picture has begun a little bit to make itself clear. What is the problem, Akiva? Speak to me. Unmute thyself.
No, I was just trying to clarify my mind in terms of kibbul and bittul, the difference between the two.
Okay.
Is that for tomorrow?
No, kimo is today, sir. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to answer that question today. Once again, let me say what the point is in the difference of kimo velo kimo or bittul velo bittul. Kimo velo kimo means that at the moment that you did the lav, you were chayav malchus. It's just that the Torah gave you a way out. So it gave you malchus with the option of. Therefore, when the guy said to you, don't you do that, you'll be chayav malchus. He's 100% correct. And when you say to him, are you sure I'll be chayav malchus? Maybe I will put the bird, I will throw the bird out. He'll say, whatever you do at that time could be an option for the malchus, but you're definitely chayav malchus right now.
The fact
that you can, the Torah was very kind to you and said, well, we're going to let you get away with it. That's fine. That may be possible. That's just the type of malchus as far as I'm concerned. Right now you're chayav malchus. When you take care of that malchus, you'll take care of it. So I'm telling you about the chayav malchus. This is the way Rashi understands it. Tosus understands it more on a logistical level. I mean, you need to come on to the logic of that since so long as you don't do anything, it doesn't affect anything, we take the consideration of the situation as it is in terms of the hatra'ah. Rashi doesn't even need that, because he's viewing it as malchus with an option, and I don't need in hatra'ah to actually make you fear the malchus. That's not the point. The point is to recognize the type of lav that you're over. That's all. You are over on a lav that is b'chayev you malchus. You could do something to get out of malchus, I'm very happy for you. That's not my business. You see? Whereas if I say bitlo below bitlo, the only way to understand that is that this love completes only when there is no possibility of undoing it. If that's the case, then I don't have any moment at which I could give you malchus, other than the moment at which you're about to do an act, but you must do the act, as our president just pointed out, not somebody else does the act, in which you are about to do the act that will complete the love. You're going to check the mother. But at that moment, what am I going to tell you? Don't check the mother. You're chayav malchus. I'm chayav malchus for shechting a chicken? What are you talking about? Well, you're chayav malchus because obviously the chicken is something in your yard. Doesn't mean, you understand what I'm saying. You grew it, so there's no there of shiluach hakein. But whatever this bird is, so for shechting a quail, so I'm going to be chayav malchus? Yes, because you were neitel al habanim. Yeah, but that was 3 months ago. What do you mean? You didn't tell me I was chayav malchus then. You didn't tell me I'm chayav malchus now. I can be chayav malchus like this. Turn in Aser doing this and Aser taking the name al habanim, right?
Well, how does it work?
Therefore, unless you hold that Yatra'at Safek at that time when I took the bonnet, don't do this because you might be chayav malchus in the event that you will shech the mother. That's enough of a Hatra'at. Okay, so then I would be chayav malchus if I shech the mother, you see. So it's completely and vitally interrelated with the sugya of Hatra'at Safek. Is that clear? Naftali, now it's Barur? Okay, good.
How did it go from the language? That's my question. How do you see from kimo v'lo kimo or bitlo v'lo bitlo? How did those words mean
it
that?
It doesn't go from the language. It goes from the only possible logic.
No, but how do the words mean that?
Because your choice is either to be Mekayimet or not to be Mekayimet.
Mekayim what?
Be'aseh. Right. Now, if it's my choice to be Mekayimet, so then that means in the kiyam at that particular point where I'm being offered the option, Besdin is telling me, okay, buddy, what do you want? Right? That's your choice. You can be Mekayimet right now. But that means you're Chayav Malchus. If you say Bitlo Velo Bitlo, you're saying either you're Mevatel Yaseh by shechting the bird, or you were Mevatel Yaseh. So then you were never over the line. Okay?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
What a joy. Okay, everyone, it's been wonderful once again to be with you. Those who
the same mechanism of Teshuva. Could you say that it works in the same way?
Of Teshuva?
Would you say that it works in the same way as Teshuva? That it love didn't even happen? You could do the assay, does it mean that
it's success? Always hopeful Naftali that's speaking. Imagine.
It doesn't.
It gets you ahead in life, though. No question about it. Boker or Avdi.
There's tremendous implications in terms of how
it's true. I'll take that as a yes.
No. Tremendous implications. It needs to be worked through. It needs to be worked through, the implications of Tshuva to the entire issue of Tikkun. To use the same word of Tikkun Olam, it's a very fascinating question that you've raised.
Well, Nitek is the same.
Question is, does it increase your options for fun or decrease them?
Why?
How does the golf course look under these situations? Okay, Chazora. Alon is pushing you. All right, we're going to start our Chazora now. Today's daf of review in the Masechet Makot is the wonderful daf Tetvav. Amar Rava Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, beginning of Yudal number 8. Kol lo ta'ase shekadumo ase lo kinala. Amar lo to Rabbi Yochanan. Did you really say that? Mu mi? Amar lo? Amar Rava Elohim izir. I heard him say it. Amra. And for good reason. Ktiva vekadanina. Ktiva veishalchum in a machane. Which is an asay, followed by a lotase, lo yitamut machaneyan, and tanina in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, habala migdash tamei, is malchus. So why did he have charata? My time of kohana, baby shum tekashile onesh, the tanya. Onesh shigiresh, in Yisrael was still an option of remarry, so then he's magzir veinu loker. If he's a kohen, he's loker veinu magzir. But why? In Yisrael, Marzir Ve'en Elokei, am I? It's a lotas or shekud mo'atse. And according to what Rabbi Yochanan claimed, Lilke, or Ma'ula, I'll tell you why. Because it's not the same. Lo yamer lo tiyal isha ba'ones, v'ligmar mi motzi shemra. Uma motzi shemra shelo asa ma'ase ha'marachman ve'lo tiyal isha. Ones lo kol shekei, imenu eni lefanav, tineu eni le'acharav, she'im gireish yachzir. And I'll learn the same thing out to an ones. No. Okay, so let's try it this way. לא יאמר לא תהיה לאישה במוצא שם רע ולגמור מיונס. ומה עונש אין הלוק המשאל אמר רק מנה ולא תהיה לאישה מוצא שם רע לא כל שכן. למה נאמר? Must be to reflect back onto onus. And if you don't want to shame, now push it back onto the onus. For what? Doesn't it say it by onus? Lefanav it says it. Tnei oini liacharav. Sorry, Yula. Motzi shame rami onus vami lo goma. Nikol mefak mal onus gena samase. Okay, let's try this. Lo yomar lo tia li shabba motzi shame ra. Shari ishto yi anyway. Lo ma nema. Imenu in Yana Matishema today when you learn it. Imenu in Yana Fanaf, then in Acharaf. Willa, you jumped over one step. Imenu in Yana Fanaf, the Matishema today when in Acharaf, the day, the Lolaki. Yeah, I took that step. In Afinami, I'm just saying we can learn Onis out of Matishema and apply the same logic. Yeah? But my Gomer, I mean, Ibekava Kobri, but Mamatsino. I mean, you don't have any other options. But Ikal Bifakir Parfina, Mala Matishema, Shkin Loasama said, Elamarava, it's in the pasuk itself. Why does it say Kol Yamav? Kol Yamav Ba'amod Lachzer. V'chein ki at Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan Kol Yamav Ba'amod Lachzer. Omali v'papal Rava v'holodom ilavi l'alavi dechasima. Omalei mishum dekasa v'rachmana aseyetira. You're telling me it gets worse? Oh, come on! You could say the same thing about alavi shenitu dechasay. Iyachi lachshini dechasay nami lema mishum dekasa v'rachmana aseyetira dechagara. Now, this whole thing only works out of the so what's your problem? Reb Yochanan said to the Tana, to me, bitlo chayev lo bitlo potter. Remember the story that happened? And Tana came in, Tana Tama came in, Reb Yochanan, ko mitzvat lo taser shesh bo kuma said, ki en eser sheba patur, bitlo eser sheba chayev. I'm like, will you listen to what you're saying? What kind of stupidity is that? My comrade, first you say kiyim potter, which means lo kiyim chayev. Then you say bito chayev, velo bito potter. You crazy? So how should I say it? Tani bito velo bitla. Reb Shimon ben Lakish says no kima velo kima. But my comrade, well, it boils down to hatra at safek comrade. Mar sava hatra at safek shma hatra, umar sava hatra at safek lo shma hatra. Avazul tavayu, kitma. Shvu'ah sho'ochal ki kaze ayom v'yavar ayom v'lo achla. Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish d'Amr Tavar. Of course he's not loke. But why is he not loke? Rabbi Yochanan ain't a loke. Mishom davi lav she'in bo ma'aseh v'kol lav she'in bo ma'aseh ain't loke. Reish Lakish omar ain't a loke. Mishom davi hatra'at safek. V'kol hatra'at safek. Lo hashma hatra'ah.
Today's daf is Masechet Makot. We're holding on daf Tetvav. And we're right at the bottom of your Yudalad Amud Beis. And once again, just to remind you, we have been in the middle of the discussion of the interesting aspect of the Malkiyos that were listed in the Mishnah of Evayin HaLakim, because basically that's all the Mishnah wanted to do, was list interesting things. So that we talked about the relationship of Karet and Malkut and the Machloket, and we got into, after that, the issues now of the Unchim and the Azhares, and places where there's one karet for various things, the relationship of Azhara already to the question of Chatat, and so on. And now getting back to the interesting issues, is the klal that we have about the Chiev of Malkus. So far, we basically understand that we have our model, the Lotachsom Shor B'Dishov, anything that's similar to that, including the way Armish says that even the Chiev Karet, which doesn't matter one way or the other, as far as the Malkus is concerned, is included. Now, what is interesting is that we know we have a concept of a mitzvat asay that follows a lot asay. That's called lav hanitak la'asay. Lav hanitak la'asay, la'alocha, we don't give an onesh for that lav under normal circumstances. And instead, the kiyum of the asay, according to some, the existence of the asay, is sufficient to stave off the malchut. Question is, what about if the asay comes before the lav? So if the Torah writes the asay first, and then it writes the lav, is that considered a lav hanitak la'asay, where the Torah means that this act should be the tikkun in the event that you are over on the lav? Or is it that you are given a separate chiyuv, and if you're over the lav, there's nothing more to do about it, you get malkut, like on any other lav? So we begin, and again, this becomes now sort of a wedge into understanding a lot of issues that have to do with the way the Torah just defines lavi. But we start today one line up from the bottom on Amud Beit, right at the end of the line, Omer Rabba Barbara Chana, Omer Yochanan, Kol Lota Aseshe Kadmo Aseh, Tokin Alav. The rule is that if the mitzvah Aseh comes first before the Lav, then we don't consider it to be Alav HaNitak Laseh, where we say Enokin Alav. Because if the Torah meant the Aseh to be the response to being over on the Lav, it would have come afterwards, if it's meant to be a Tikkun. Since it comes before, it's clearly not meant as a tikkun. It's meant as a chiyuv. If you're mavata that chiyuv, then there's a lav. But the chiyuv doesn't go back into effect as a tikkun of the lav. I'm going to see examples of this in a moment. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, Amrit, did you really say that? Amar lehu, me? Who? Me say that? No, I would never say that. Omar Rav, I swear to God he said it. Well, Imam Rav, of course he said it. And he said it for good reason. Uktivau tnina, it's written beferish in the Torah. If you take a look, defines that pasuk. Okay, take a look at this. Look at the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Vishalchu min amachaneh kol tzeruah v'chol zav v'chol tamei lanav." So there's clearly a mitzvah say that if somebody is in a matzav in which he's in the Beis Hamikdash and there he's tamei, he becomes tamei there. He has to get out. That's a mitzvah say. Then it follows by saying, "The v'loye tamu et machanehem." So that means that the first, the pasuk before, said to do the mitzvah taseh, to get out of the mikdash. And then it says, v'lo yitamu et machaneh, which means don't go into the mikdash. We used that, if you recall, yesterday, as the azara. V'lo yitamu et machaneh, and that was the azara of tamei shenichras l'mikdash. And Rabbi Yochanan was exactly on the nose, he hit it. And it says in the Braita, tanina habala mikdash, it says rather in our mission, sorry, Tanina Habala Migdash Tameh, what's the din? That's one of the interesting cases in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that that case, so here we see yet another interesting case that the Mishnah is being Meramis to, a lav where the assay of the tikkun of the lav comes first before the lav, and indeed it says, as if to clarify, that specific relationship that is not called a lav anitak laasei. And indeed, there's a chiyuv if somebody is ba limigdash tameh. So Rabbi Yochanan was 100% right. Reading our Mishnah, what alternative do you have? So why did he say, who, me? Never. Why did he do that? So lamai taima kohad abe. Why was Rabbi Yochanan reluctant to back up that original statement? Mishum dekashi le'ones. He has a problem. His problem is the relationship of the mitzvah taseh and the lo taseh when it comes to rape. The din over there is, the Torah says, v'lo tiyeh le'isha, lo yuchal ashalcha, right? So he has to marry the rape victim, and he's not allowed to divorce her. Suppose he does divorce her. So then you'll say, well, he can always remarry her. But the lo tiyala isha was a mitzvah taseh that came first before he was over on the lav of lo yuchal ashalcha. So now here, the din is, the tanya and the braita, ones shigiresh, if a ma'anes, if a rapist, was megaresh the woman that he had married after raping her, in Yisrael, who? So if he's in Yisrael, and he has no problem in remarrying a divorcee. So then the din is that he's machzir, he simply takes her back. But what about, so then he's not loke? He's not loke. I thought the assay came first. I thought we just said that if the assay comes first, then you are loke. This is his problem. If he's a Kohen, and there's no way to take her back, so then he would be loke, veino machzir. So let's speak out the question that he had on himself. In Yisrael, machzir, veino loke? Why would that be? Is this not a lota sishikad moa sehu? Velilke. So Rabbi Yochanan saw this as basically undermining his rule. So how can I say that that's the rule, that if you have the assay coming first, that the din is that you would be loka? If here it says that you aren't loka. Omar Ula, I'll tell you, it isn't a lota sishikad moa sehu, technically. Why? Because, look, why does it have to say lo tiyeh le'isha at all when it comes to a case of rape? The din is that a motzi shemra also says lo tiyeh le'isha. Now, a motzi shemra doesn't do anything. Motzi shemra basically figuratively rapes his wife by claiming that someone had slept with her, right? Nonetheless, over there, the din is that the Torah also says lo tiyeh le'isha. So why did we not simply learn out from the Kal Vachomer from motzi shemra? Because we would say, Ma Motzi Shemra, we're over there. Lo asama aser. Nonetheless, the Torah says beferish evdevan shor tomei kesef. He has to pay money. And lo tialisha lo yuchal shalcha koyamav. Same words that you find by the onus. So we can learn it out from there. So isn't there a kosher cane? I mean, if the guy physically rapes a woman, certainly worse than figuratively raping this woman. Why then does it say in the case of ones below Tialisha? I'll tell you why. Because he may know inyan lefanav, but he's not going to add anything by making it an assay pre-lotas. Chiddush would be, if I need to repeat it, is that I would already know from a tishema. The chiddush, therefore, would be tneu inyan la'acharav. So therefore, what you have to say is that it's coming to teach me, she'im girish, in the event that he did divorce this woman that he wasn't supposed to divorce, that yachzir. So therefore, you don't really have a problem. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan from the case of Ones, and you could have stuck to your guns based on your understanding of the Vishachu Min HaMachaneh. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. That's a very nice attempt, but it doesn't really work. You can't learn out Ones from Motzi Shemra. Akati Ones Motzi Shemra lo komar, because there are grounds to say that Motzi Shemra is Chamor. Why? Because Mala Motzi Shemra, she can loke umishalein. What's strange by Motzi Shemra that violates the norm of Kedei Rishato is that the Torah says, Beferish vanchur to mea kesef. And besides that, there's also the chiyuv of Malkus on him. That's not normal. So it must be that the Torah is more machmir. The Torah is more machmir, then perhaps the Loti Elisha is a response to the horror about the Motzi Shemra. And maybe in that sense, the Motzi Shemra is worse than a rapist. Who's to say that a rapist, indeed the Mishnah says this in Erechim. He's learned from Motzi Shemra that it's worse to speak about something than to do it. In fact, we learn from all Lashon Hara, it's worse than murder. So over here, maybe that's the reason. Same way that he's like a Mishali, so too do we say Loti Elisha. But, I mean, when it comes to the Ones, maybe the Torah is not as much. There should be Loti Elisha. Okay, fine. So if that's the case, you know what? I'll do it in the opposite direction. Let it not say Veloti Elisha b'Motzi Shemra, and I'll learn out Motzi Shemra from the Ones with the Kal V'chomer. If an Ones she'ino lokel mishalein, nonetheless, Amar Rachman Veloti Elisha, if the Torah is willing to give even the Ones, where over there we follow the normal klolin of only giving a person one punishment, if he doesn't marry her, then he pays. If he marries her, he doesn't pay. But we don't have any kind of chiyuv of malchus or anything like that. So then about the shame of the Torah says he should get both payment and malchus. Lo kol shekein. So then, lama ne'amar. Why then does the Torah need to say, v'lo tia li'isha b'motzi shemra? Basically, it's also in Eino Inyan. So in other words, I don't need it to teach me Motzi Shemra itself, because I would have been able to learn out Motzi Shemra from Ones. Therefore, it must be telling me the din by an Ones, but I already know the din by an Ones. Therefore, it must be Eino Inyan Lefanav, Tneu Inyan La'acharav. So it must be coming to add an additional mitzvah to say, in the event that a rapist divorced his victim, so he's mechuyev not to take her back, and therefore it's a normal lavanitik lase. Wait a minute, says the Gemara, but you know that that's not going to work. I mean, for the very same reason that you tried to do it in the opposite direction a minute ago. You can't learn out Motzi Shemra from Ones. The Shemra Ones is Amilo Gamar, because we already saw there's elements of the Ones that are more Chomer. And that's the Asiyas Amasa. There's no way for us to know whether the Hakpadan Loti Yel Yishav relates to the Chomra of Asiya, or whether it relates to the Chomra of Loikun Mashal. So if we would have had a Ma'amatzino, a Ma'atzad, fine, then we could see which one is important. But we don't. See, we can't learn one from the other anyway. Okay, so this doesn't work. Okay, I have another approach. And Motzi Shemra, by definition, is married to the woman that he was Motzi Shemra on. So what is that? Loti Elisha. So lo yama loti Elisha Motzi Shemra. All he needed to say is lo yuchal shalcha. But if Veloti Elisha, he's married to her already. So why does it mention Veloti Elisha? Lama ne'amar. So I say, it's nothing to do with learning one out from the other. It still doesn't make any sense. Therefore, we can now use that extra, Veloti Elisha, which has no meaning. There's no interest in this when it comes to Motzi Shemra. So it's an inyan la'onis. Therefore, it makes sense to give it now into the parsha of rape. Imeno inyan lefanav, which is said beferish. So I don't need it to teach me that Lav, pre-gerishin, there's a mitzvah that says that. Must be post-gerishin. Tneu inyan la'acharav. And therefore, we now know that there's a mitzvah to be machzir. There's a mitzvah to be machzir. There's not going to be any malchus on it. Wait a second. That is the most roundabout thing I ever heard. You're taking a limud from Motzi Shemra, and you're saying it's an imeno inyan, and therefore let's apply it to another imeno inyan by saying that it must be acharav. If you're going to already apply it in a way which is different from the way it's said, why apply it that way to the Ones? Why not apply it that way to the Ones of Shema? Say, look, it says Lo Te'elisha. That's absurd. I mean, he's already married to her. Must be that. What it means is that if he divorced her, he should take her back. By Matzah Shemra, nothing to do with the Ones. I mean, why in the world would you go these two steps? That makes no sense. Ve'ima imenu enya lefanav de Matzah Shemra. Tzneo ini le'acharav de Matzah Shemra. Today, of the same sugi that you're reading it. To tell me that you're not loike if you remarry her after divorcing her. Ooh, enafinami, that's true. But even if it's true, you could still learn out the same din to an ones from Matzah Shemra. Really now, you could? But my God, we've been through this already. You're telling me how exactly would I be able to learn that? I mean, I could learn with a Kal V'Chomer, a Ma'atzan. There's no way to learn it, because then I have, you know the question. I don't have to talk it out to you again, do I? Ikalim yifakir abarchinu, we just said. Malam adzishem, rajkin alasam ma'isam. You can't learn one off from the other. Hello, I'm a rabbi. Rabbi said, I'll tell you why this whole approach of Matzah Shemra. Forget about it. Take a look at the language of the pasuk itself by the onus. Lo yukal l'shalcha. What do you mean lo yukal l'shalcha? Kol yamav. It's kol yamav. For every law the Torah says, kol yamav. Don't eat chazer, kol yamav. Lo yukal l'shalcha, period. Of course kol yamav. Well, there's a certain time limits on mitzvahs. So obviously if it's telling you kol yamav, it's got to be adding something. Elam Arava Ko Yamav means you are always in a position of needing to see to it Lo Te'elisha. That's the point. So even if you divorced her, go back, Ko Yamav, bring her back. So the pasuk is telling you, with the very language that it chooses, that this mitzvah to say applies after divorce, not before divorce, or not only before divorce in the case of illness. That's the point. V'chein ki ata Rabinam Rav Yochanan Ko Yamav Ba'amod Ve'achzer. That's it. I'm going to throw up the rug, huh? I don't get it. Didn't we say before that we have a model? Our model is chasima. Therefore, the Torah is telling me anything that is not similar to the law of chasima, there's no key of a malchus on. That's what you said. So the law of chasima doesn't have an assay. I guess before or after. It has no assay associated with it. So why can't we simply learn out from the fact there's no assay associated with it at all? So then it's not shayach to give malchus for it. Oh, my life, I don't get it. I mean, what makes something a quality that affects the model? Well, you tell me because it's an additional iser now. Basically, it's an assay. So because there's an assay, therefore it's not similar in the law. I mean, what does one have to do with the other? Bishop de Kataber, I'm gonna assay a Torah migrant. He told me it's gonna be less chamor because the Torah was mechayev him with a mitzvah assay also. Was it less chamor? I don't understand that kind of argument. Well, if you're gonna say that, then you could say the same thing about a law and the assay too. Why only a law should cut more assay? When the essay comes first, there should be exactly the same. If even, and I thought everybody's agreed that a lava nitik class say we don't get malchus. Now you're telling me, well, it has nothing to do with lava nechassima, so what's the makor then? So nami lema, you could say the same thing. Well, just because the Torah gave an essay, now it's less chomer, it should be more chomer. It's the same exact argument as far as I could see. On my lay, no, that's different. That over there is coming to Lenatuke Laveata. Since it's written afterwards, it's coming now to disconnect the Loshana Minatek, to disconnect the love from any normal ownership that would come on this love, namely the Malkus. That's the point. So the love, it's coming now to here it clearly means Lenatuke Lave, to disconnect, to pull apart the love from its ownership. The other lashon would be lav haminatek laaseh. Asay haminatek lalav. Lav hanitak laaseh. It means a lav that is minutak from its onesh and put instead into its asay format to be able to be mitak. So since it's written afterwards, it's clearly coming to address the lav. But if it's coming before, it's not coming to address the lav. That's the point. Now, there's a big problem over here. The big problem is this. You're telling me that it's be'amod v'achzer kol yamav. That implies that as long as it's possible to remarry this woman, then you're not going to be chayav malchus on being over on lo yuchal l'garsha, correct? There's a big problem with that, and that is, how do we understand, in general, the concept of lav hanitak laaseh? There's two approaches to it, as we'll see. It's a machloket, whether what that means is that if you were mekayim l'aseh, then you were menatek the lav from its onesh. But if you were not mekayim l'aseh, so then you were not menatek the law from its onesh, and you will be punished. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is that the fact that this option exists means that the Torah didn't give an onesh to this law until there's no longer an option of teeth. But you don't actually need to go ahead and be metakein. So in other words, if these have technical names, kimu et halav, kimot aseh rather. So then the question would be, were you mekayim or were you not mekayim? That's called kimo velo kimo. That would be the two ways of looking at it. Or were you mevatel the possibility of ever being mekayim the aseh? And only in an act which leads to the bitul of the possibility of the kiyum, only then would you become chay. Now, if the idea over here is that when you're saying kimo velo kimo, that you have an opportunity to be Mekayim, it doesn't make sense to say that the Kol Yamav, he's Ba'amod V'Achzer Koy. Because it isn't really true, Kol Yamav, Ba'amod V'Achzer. How in the world would you say, the Kol Yamav, Amod V'Achzer? If I tell you right now, look, we're about to give you Malkus. Now, either you go ahead and you marry her, or you don't. You've got 2 seconds. According to Tosfos, Toch Kedei Dibur. So what's the child say? Kol Yamav. It's not Kol Yamav. So if you understand that the nature of the nituk of the lav in the after the essay is that it's the fact that it's still possible to do, then you can say, yes, that Kol Yamav, as long as there's still an Amod V'Achzer, there's no Chiyuv. That makes sense, your language. But once you're talking about it in the other way, if you're talking about Kimo V'lo Kimo, these words don't make any sense. Kol Yamav. Where's the Kol Yamav Amod V'Achzer? So any Kalaman Diomar says the Gemara bitlo velo bitlo. Fine. These words make sense. But if you're telling me Laman Diomar kimo velo kimo, mighty Kalamema. If the point over here is that he needed literally to be Mekayimit, so how exactly could you say those words that Kol Yamav Ba'amod V'Achzer? It isn't Kol Yamav at all Ba'amod V'Achzer. It's never Kol Yamav, really. It's always an opportunity right now to go ahead and to be Metake and nothing else. Well, that's not really much of a problem, says the Gemara. Who are we coming to explain? We were coming to explain Rabbi Yochanan. That was the only point, right? Rabbi Yochanan needed to say over here that if a lota aseh, shekodmo aseh, is not considered to be lavanitik laseh, he had a problem with onis. So we tried to explain why it's not a problem with onis. How did we explain it? Kol Yamav Ba'amod V'Achzer. Now you're asking me, but you see that only works if you hold bitlo velo bitlo. Exactly. But that happens to be what Rabbi Yochanan holds. What's the problem? We only needed this entire explanation on Libet Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, midi hu taima, look, was our entire discussion over here of searching for a reason to view the case of rape as a lav shenitak laaseh is only alpi the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. So it works out very well because only Rabbi Yochanan latan, as we're about to see, Rabbi Yochanan told the Tana, don't say the words that lo kimu chayav, say the words bitlo if you're mevato the aseh, then you're chayav. That's the point. So bitlo chayav, lo bitlo patur. What was the maisa we're referring to? A Tana once comes, and he's saying over the bride, he's saying over the bride up the front of the Rosh Yeshiva to make sure that the data was not corrupted. So he says now, Tana committed Rabbi Yochanan. He says something that was ridiculous, if you look at it. Because he said like this, Kom mitzvot lo taseh. Sheyesh ba kum aseh, ki yeh maseh shebaseh. If he actually went out, it was b'kayim the mitzvot taseh, he's potter. But if he was mevatel the mitzvot taseh shebaseh, he's chay. Now, that makes no sense at all. You can't contrast those two things, because they're not contrasts. You're basically taking two different metaphors here, and you're putting them together. Either the issue is if you were Mekayim at your putter, and if you were not Mekayim at your Chayim, or it's if you weren't Mevatel at your putter, but if you're Mevatel at your Chayim, but you can't contrast Kimo putter with Bitlo Chayim. That makes no sense. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, look, baby, you better get your Brita in order over here. I mean, you can't have it both ways over here. So he says to him, Omar Lai, what are you talking about? Maika Amrit. I mean, if you're telling me kimo patur, so then you have to say lo kimo chayav. If you want to say that bitlo chayav, then you have to say lo bitlo patur. You can't mix these two dinim. So I'll tell you how you should read it properly, says Rabbi Yochanan. What you should have said was bitlo chayav, lo bitlo patur. That's what you should have said. So let's say, for instance, in the case over here where you gave this woman a get. So now, you're never going to be chayiv, because you could always have the opportunity to take her back. Suppose you create a situation that makes that impossible. This is the Gemara's going to discuss it. Rashi uses the case, which Lamaisa Tosa says, some of the Gemara later, in which the guy makes a neder al pi ravim, so that he can't get hafara, that he's not going to be neder from this woman, if he's not allowed to marry her. So now he was mevatel, the possibility of being mekayim the aseh. That would be the tikkun of lo taseh. Then you'd be chayiv. Without that, you wouldn't be chayiv. So therefore, what that means is that it's certainly possible to say, kol yamav b'amod v'achzer, until you do something to take that away. But that requires another action. So at that point, fine. that point we can discuss it. But it's certainly true that Kol Yamav, Be'amod V'Achzer Kor, that's absolutely, as long as it's in your hands to be Machzir, even if he refuses to be Machzir, he is not going to get a Malkus. That's what it seems to be saying. Now, Rabbi Shlakish, on the other hand, argues with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Amer, no. The correct way to say it is that it's dependent in chemo or low chemo. So that if, now here's a little machlokes Rashi and Tesis about how does chemo work. So Rashi learns chemo works through Besdin giving him the option. But the Besdin tells him, look, either you do it now or we're giving you malchus. Tosfos learns that it has to be a direct tikkun of the law. Betoch kedei dibur. We'll see what the issue is in a moment that Tosfos is bothered by with Rashi, although he admits that there's many sugyas that appear clearly to say like Rashi, not what he's saying. Okay, so according to Reish Lakish, if the idea is chemo below chemo, so then Erchinami Reish Lakish would have to hold that the din is that you would be actually potter, even if the lav was kadmon, because he doesn't have a lav that comes afterwards. So he doesn't have this drusha now. Okay. What is it dependent on? The Maikam Yitzhakeh. Interestingly enough, it's dependent on the question of how we understand Hatra'ah. What is the lav that you're being owed? If you're going to tell me that so long as you have an opportunity to be mitakein this life, you're not going to be chayav, how do I ever give you the hatra'ah for this life? What do I say? Don't divorce her, you're going to get malchus. Why would I get malchus? What do you mean? The Torah says, lo yichal l'shalcha. Well, I can always remarry her. So you're telling me I'm going to get malchus? You don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. Well, why would I get malchus? So it turns out that would always be a hatra'ah safek. So therefore, the only possible, and here's where Tosfos runs into trouble. If Tosfos says, look, a bishlam if it's toch kedei dibur. So now it's instantaneous. It's within the range of the hatra'ah, which is dibur. So therefore, I now know betoch kedei dibur that this hatra'ah was correct, because he didn't marry her within that second. So because of that, the hatra'ah is binding. But if you're going to tell me that even for kima v'lo kima, that the din is we wait for Bezdin to give him a hatra'ah, so then it's always Hatra'at Safik. I shouldn't use the word Hatra'at, but to notify him that he must go ahead with this. When the guy told him he could have Malkus, he could still say, who's to say I'm going to get Malkus? Maybe I'll remarry her. Maybe when Besdin tells me I'll remarry her. So therefore, does this according to Rashi? Doesn't make any sense. What's the nafkamina by Hatra'at Safik between saying, Kima velo kima or bitlo velo bitlo? There's always a time lapse that's going to create Hatra'at Safik. Now, the truth is that the explanation is really alluded to it Tosfos himself. The difference between kima velo kima and bitlo velo bitlo is that the bitlo velo bitlo requires an additional act in order to be over. Kima velo kima requires an act to undo what was done. It's exact opposites. So therefore, if you hold bitlo velo bitlo, there's no way that you can tell him, don't do this, you're going to be chayav malchus. So I'm not going to be chayav malchus on this until I do that. And if you're going to say, so warn him when he does that, when he makes the netter or whatever, that's not, is it Isser to make a netter? No, not Isser to make a netter, so what's your problem? So there's no way to give him malchus. You try to give him the hasra at the time that he's doing a lav, he'll say, I may be remarrying her. You try to give him the hasra at the time at which he's making it impossible to remarry her, he'll say, I'm not doing anything wrong, so what's your problem? Masha Inkin, if you hold bitlo velo, kima velo kima, so then you're telling him, listen, buddy, for what you just did, there's malchus. You may be able to do something to get out of that malchus, but I'll tell you right now, if you don't do anything, this is the current situation. You're chayav malchus. If nothing changes, you're chayav malchus. That's a tremendous difference, because then there's no suffix involved. You want to change it, go ahead and change it. The status quo is you're chayav malchus, 100%. But that's not true by bitlo velo bitlo, because the status quo is I'm not chayav malchus, because I have the option to be mitakein. So I can never give you the hatra'ah. That's the point. So Mamela, it boils down to the question of whether that type of hatra'ah is considered to be hatra'ah or not. So ma'ashava hatra'at safek, shma hatra'ah. So therefore the logic is, the default position would be not that you go directly to be metaken, but rather that there's an opportunity to be metaken. That's the way the Torah normally works. It's a type of law. It's not a specific action. So therefore, okay, since hatra'at safek, shma hatra'ah, the way to understand it is that we should say the bitlo velo bitlo. What's your problem, hatra'ah? Hatra'at safek is fine. Umar savah hatra'at lav shma hatra'ah. And therefore the only option is to say that it's kimo velo kimo, so that it's not hatra'at safek at all. And, by the way, This is not something we're jumping to conclusions about. This is a long-standing machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and therefore it makes perfectly good sense that it's an extension of that machlokas that allows us to see this difference in their approaches to pitlo velo pitlo or kima velo kima, which therefore, through the gilgul of the sugya, ends up being a machlokas about how to view a assay that comes before a lav, because then we don't have the option. Because of technicality. We don't have the option of understanding lo yukal shalcha koyamav as koyamav b'mod v'atzer. So we're stuck. Therefore, the only thing that we can say is that ain't our finami. You don't get a lab, you don't get malchus even if it's a lab. Shukot mo'asa. Where do we see this malchus? Let's look to my. Di'itma. Shivu'ash ochal kikar hayom. V'yavar yom v'lo achal. So somebody says, look, I swear I am going to eat this piece of bread today. And he doesn't. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but for very different reasons, and we'll see in a moment. But both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree, Damre Tarvayu, Einol Okei, definitely is not going to get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan, however, says, I'll tell you why he won't get malchus. Mishum Davilav Shein Bo Maaseh. Problem over here, it's completely passive. How is he over on the Shvuah? By sitting and not doing anything. Something that is passive is the Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. Chol Lav Shein Bo Maaseh and Lokin Olam. There's no way to give him the malchus. But there's no problem of Atrat Safek. The Isser not to be over on your Shvuah is a Lav. So you'll say, at the time that I say, don't do that. Don't do what? What's your problem? What am I doing? So it's Atrat Safek. So if the guy says to him, I'm warning you right now, if you don't get busy eating that kikar before the end of the day, you're going to be chayav malchus. That would be hatrat safek, because he's always telling you. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, look, my problem over here is not a problem of hatrat safek. He would not have been potter. I'll tell you why he's potter. He's potter because it's passive. It's because it's lav she'en bo ma'aseh. So this fits perfectly. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no problem of hatrat safek. Therefore, the way that I understand lavanitik la'aseh is bitlo velo bitlo. Ah, you'll say, well, who's to say he's going to be mavato? So, what's your problem? Who's to say that it's not a vada hasra? That's not a problem. Hatrat safek is okay. Mashenken Reish Lakish Omer. The reason that he's not loke is because there's never a time where he can accurately pinpoint that at this instant, you're going to be over on your shvua. So, mamela, because how are you going to pinpoint the moment where you complete your hatra'ah? There is just enough time to eat, but not enough time that it's already an onus that he's not going to eat. So mamela, there's no way to do it. So it turns out to be hatra'at safek. V'chol hatra'at safek, lav shma hatra'ah. Since he holds that hatra'at safek is not considered to be hatra'ah. So then there's no way to understand a lav anitek la'aseh as being something that you could ever get malchus for, because you'll never get hatra'ah for. But we're all agree you could get malchus in bitlo v'lo bitlo. So it can't be that that's the Nir Bitlo V'lo Bitlo. It must be the Nikima V'lo Kima. Either because it's betoch the Kidei Dibur, according to Taisvitz, or because it's clearly the status quo, which in the end Taisvitz has to come on to anyway. So the status quo, the way Rashi is learning, up until the time that Bezdin gives him that warning. So, okay, this now fits the entire sugya from beginning to end.
What is the problem with Asra Asar?
That the person doesn't take it seriously. The whole idea of the Asra is to demand consciousness of what it is that you're doing. Awareness of the Isser, commitment to being over on the Isser, and so on and so forth. There can't possibly be a full commitment where there's always options. Omar Rabba Barbachan, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol lo ta'aseh, shekodimo aseh, lokin ala, Omar lo, what? Did you really say that? Omar lo, who, me? Lo. Omar Rabba, how like heck, Elohim Amra, Uchtivo Tnina, and it also follows in the next pasuk, v'loyetabut bachneim, which is the Azara. And what did the Mishnah say about this particular case? Abala migdash tamei. He's loka, one of the cases, interesting cases. So there you have it. So elabai tamekohanabe. Ah, Mishnah begashale onis. That was the problem. The tanya onis shigiresh. Even Israel, who he's got no problem with malchus, because he always be mazer. Vein olok, but he was a kohen. There's no way for him to marry a divorcee, so then he would be loke veno magzir. Im Yisrael lo magzir veno loke. This bothers Rabbi Yochanan Amai. Isn't it a lota sishikad maaseyu? Vililke. Omar Ula, it's not. I'll tell you why. Because lo yamer loti eli shaba ones at all. And we could still learn this out from the Motzi Shemra, right? So, Uba Motzi Shemra shaloa sa maaseh. Amar achmana veloti eli shah. Ones lo koshikein. So then he made him in the Lefanaf, he made him in Acharaf. Im Gireish Yachzir. Nah, Katianis couldn't learn that from Motzi Shemra. Lo Goma. Ikal Mishra Mala Motzi Shemra Shken Loko Beshalim. Fine, so do it in the other direction then. El Elohim Ma'alot Yelich Shavot Hashem, and Ligma Mionis, and say, if an Ones, which is not Loka B'Shalim, Omarach one of Lot Yelisha, Motzi Shemra, which is Loka B'Shalim, Loka Oshike, so then Loma Ne'emar, Yimino Inyan, Motzi Shemra, Tzneo Inyan, Ones, but we already know it by Ones, indeed, so in Eno Inyan, Lefanaf, Tzneo Inyan, Akara, I thought we just explained to you, we can't run out Motzi Shemra from Ones, Nami Logoma, because you can ask the other way, because Romanosh Kenosa Maaseh. Okay, so let's say it like this. It doesn't have to say Lo Tiyali Shema Motzi Shemra at all, because she's already married to him. So Lo Manamar, Imenu Inu Lo Motzi Shemra, Teo Inu Lo Ones. Ah, but it already says it by Ones, correct? So Imenu Inu Lo Fanav, Teo Inu Lo Farav. Why would I do that? Amen. Inu Inu Lo Fanav in the case of Motzi Shemra, Teo Inu Lo Farav in the case of Motzi Shemra. Why the heck would I go to Ones and tell me that you're not going to be Lo because of Motzi Shemra? Well, that's exactly what I mean. But now I'll come and learn Ones v'goma mine. Exactly how do you intend to do that? With a Kal v'chomer, with a mamatzino. Ikalobi, a fact like we just said. Malamot Hashemra, shken lo asa ma'aseh. Forget it. Elo amar rava. It's a whole different idea. It's the language in the pasuk. Ko yamav v'amod v'achzeh. So it says, lo yichal ha'shavah, ko yamav. V'chen kiat ha'rav in amrav Yochanan. Ko yamav v'amod v'achzeh. Omele rechpap l'rava. I mean, so then why is there Malkus? Stop. It's not doing the lav lechasima. Omar le, why not? Just because we should be katabir rachmana esay yetera, you tell me it's migra gora. So you could say the same thing about a lav and itakla say nami. You could say mishum le katabir rachmana esay yetera migra gora. No, Omar le, aulin is tuke lav udiata. That dafke to make the lav now, following the lav to do this behavior to take it away from the onesh. You can say that kind of thing. You could say that ko yamav va'amod va'achzer. But it isn't even true. Michael and Neymar. Either he does it now or he never gets another opportunity. Or he does it now, meaning when Bezdin warns him. But certainly not ko yamav. Well, meeting with time of Rav Yochanan. That's fine. Because Rav Yochanan himself actually told the Tana, Tzni, Bitlo chayav, lo bitlo patur. The Tani Tana Gemara of Yochanan, kol mitzvat lo tasah sheyesh bo kumaseh, ki yei maseh sheba patur. Now look at this, crazy. In the contrast, bitel haseh sheba chayav. I'm like, what's wrong about it? What's the matter with you? Micah Amen. If you're telling me ki yei patur, then the language that you should have continued with is lo ki yei chayav. If you want to tell me lo bitel patur, so you're going to have to tell me, you have to say, you want to say bitel chayav, you're going to have to tell me lo bitel patur, not ki yei. So bitel chayav, then say lo bitel patur. You want my advice? Tni bitlo velo bitlo. That's the correct approach. Rav Shimon ben Lokhi says no. Kima velo kima. But my kam miflege. But hatra at safek kam miflege. Mar sava hatra at safek. Shema hatra a. Umar sava hatra at safek. Love shema hatra a. And this we know is a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. V'yazlo to amayu to itma shivua sheochal ki karze hayom. V'avar hayom velo achala. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree. Amri Tarbayo in a loka, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan says the problem is not Atrat Safek. The problem is not loka mishmudavi lav shem b'maaseh. V'kol lav shem b'maaseh lokin olav. Rish Lakish says, no, the problem is in a loka mishmudavi atrat safek. V'kol atrat safek lav shma hatra'an.